And now, Life is Short by Vicki L. Andrews, narrated by Patricia R. Floyd.
There is no life without life. African, Mali. Life is short, so they say. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that phrase over and over in my lifetime, never quite grasping the full impact of its meaning until now. I understand it now. Yes, sirree, I understand it way too well now. I sink deeply into my bathtub, with the whirlpool twirling and massaging amounts of lavender-scented bubbles, contemplating that saying again and again inside my head. I am drowning in emotions right now. Too much, too soon. And life is indeed short. I sip the champagne that has been chilling in my refrigerator for damn near 6 months. It was one of my Christmas presents that I actually requested from one of my girlfriends. I had every intention of popping the cork on New Year's Eve. But that holiday came and went without a bang, not even a whimper from me. I had been sitting alone on my sofa, fully clothed, waiting for the new year to arrive. I obviously wasn't really in the mood to celebrate because I was fast asleep long before midnight. And the champagne? Well, the champagne stayed in the refrigerator, waiting for me to find something to celebrate. I'm not really celebrating anything now, but it somehow seems appropriate. I'm even using one of my Waterford crystal flutes. Jeez, those have been in my cupboard, collecting dust since I bought them. I remember how I just wanted to splurge on something I'd always wanted. Crystal. Real crystal. With an expensive label reflecting real class. I brought the flutes home, admired them for all of 5 minutes, then returned them to their expensive-looking box and put them in the cabinet. The one that's up real high above the refrigerator. The cabinet that no one uses because it's just too damn hard to get to. Yeah, I put them in there and promptly forgot them. Until today. Upon receipt of my news. The sigh that escapes me is long and shaky. So powerful is